Welcome, everybody. This is Jordan Adler checking in with you from snowy Mount Charleston, and I'm sitting in front of a fire here, a beautiful fire. In fact, tonight's going to be a fireside chat with someone that you may have heard about. You possibly heard him on a call over the past couple of weeks. His name is Greg Briers, and he is our new Chief Executive Officer for Send Out Cards. It was a very exciting day when that was announced. For a lot of different reasons. We're going to talk about some of those tonight. You kind of get an update of what's happening in corporate tonight. This is our corporate leadership call, our weekly corporate leadership call, and then just following this call, we do our training call, and you're welcome to jump in on that as well. So I think I'm going to start by saying that I got real excited when I heard that Cody selected Greg Briers as our new CEO. He just comes with a lot, incredible leadership background and a track record, a fantastic track record. And so, Greg, are you here with me?
I am, Jordan.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, good. Are you sitting in front of a fire there?
No, but I should be because when it snows in Georgia, everything shuts down. But I will afterwards.
Are you in Georgia?
Yes, this is my so I was 2 weeks in Salt Lake. We had some snow, but it was cleared roads, and then my 1 week remote in back in Georgia this week.
And they're expecting snow. Wow.
Yeah, and I'll be back in Salt Lake on Sunday night.
I'm sure there'll be snow there. You can jump in front of a fire. Well, hey, listen, I want to start by I want to get right down to business. For those that haven't been on a call in the past few weeks, maybe you could talk a little bit about your background and why Cody made the decision to bring you in.
Yeah, I will. Thank you, Jordan. So there's a couple of reasons that Cody made this decision as we look at some massive growth in the company and the industry. One of those reasons is that Cody needs to, as Chief Visionary Officer, Cody really needs to be leading from the front. So there are many things we have in the works that Cody and what Cody does best, and no one in this organization can do it better than Cody. It's Cody's mission, Cody and Jody, and vision. So in order to set Cody on the path of the important things, and not that running the day-to-day operations is not important, it's very important, but in order to do that, Cody made the decision, like many of the other legacy companies, to bring in a business guy to run the day-to-day. I've been in the business world in executive positions over the past couple or few decades, served three major national service companies in different roles, some in operations, some overseeing sales and marketing, and then again back in operations and profit and loss statements, reporting to public companies. In the last company in particular, I think I find that very interesting. It was in the healthcare space, but the entire company sat on a technology platform. And we served the markets much like an MCO. An MCO is a managed care organization like United Healthcare or one of the Blues. And we sat on technology, and we were a managed transportation outfit. We managed from cradle to grave, if you will, everything about medical transportation without providing the transportation ourselves. So our company sat on a platform of technology, which is now 20 years old, by the way. And much like Send Out Cards, went through many iterations of building on that platform and updating that platform, having some tough platform changes and some other things. Over the 10, almost 11 years I was with the organization, we grew it from $200 million to over $1.5 million run rate. So I think that the background, not only of the technology part of the company, but the growth part is really what interested Cody in attracting me, which, by the way, we've talked about for 2 years. I've been involved with Send Out Cards, my wife for 9 years, myself as a customer for 5 years, and I think it's a good marriage of us moving this company. We keep talking about 10X, and that's the path we're on. So I think that if that answers your question, I think it's twofold, Jordan. It's one, put Cody in the place to lead the growth in the organization from a visionary perspective, but that you have to have a guy in place to run the day-to-day and scale the business, because it's very important to scale people and technology when you're going through a rapid growth phase.
Yeah, and you explained that perfectly. You know, Cody needs to lead from out front, and him being in the office working the daily operation is really not the best use of his time based on what his mission is for this company. And so to bring you in, somebody with a lot of experience that has done it before, that understands the inner workings of a corporation, just makes a ton of sense. So, I hear that I've been hearing a lot that the Send Out Card senior leadership team have been working with you for the last few weeks, and I thought maybe you could highlight some of the things that have been accomplished over the past few weeks since you've been involved with us internally.
Sure.
I know you've been around for a while,
sure.
But internally in the corporate.
Yeah. So I spent my first two straight weeks in Salt Lake over the last 2 weeks and weekend, and I'll continue that path, leaving on the 3rd. We've been really busy. The pace at the corporate office is incredible. We have just in the short time, you know, the first week was really listening, getting to know people and setting the goals and whatnot. But really within the last week, just a few of the things. I mean, we happened to fix one of the credit card processing admin issues that allows us from customer support to more quickly take a call and get your answers. And that creates a much better experience on the phone. It creates a shorter time on the phone, which creates a shorter hold time for the next person. We fixed a password reset issue. We fixed a search bar issue that tied to adding recipients to an order. We fixed a subscription with payment error, which was causing a bit of a problem in setting up almost a two-account system in the back office, and then one with financial, so that was an issue. I personally met with the team, with the CEO of our back-end support company. We initiated a new API, so to create, again, a better RP customer experience in the back office. So there are several things that are going to come out of that are exciting. Let me see. Colin and I and the ITS group and marketing are working on customers receiving welcome emails, RPs receiving emails when someone signs up under them as a distributor. I am always and extremely focused on customer delight. So, for instance, our call stats last week, if you will, the average wait time was about 2 minutes and 26 seconds, and we're focused on even bringing that one down. I think that's probably a pretty short wait time comparatively, especially, you know, within the holiday season. We had some days where the average wait time to get a call answered was like January 22nd was 27 seconds, a minimum on the 24th. So we're keyed in on what I call the metrics, if you will. Those are just some of the few things that we've already achieved. The email and the RP emails is something that's in the work. I'll update later this week. I will be monthly putting out a communication on our site, and I'll update the team on that. Jordan, there's probably more than that, but there's just a few of the things that the team has accomplished in pretty much a week.
Wow.
We're excited.
It is exciting, and it's great to hear that there's somebody there that's you know, really taking charge of that those things that come up, and making sure that, you know, if the operation's running smoothly. So there's rumors on the street that there's some secret projects going on, and I was just wondering if I've had a few people ask me if you would maybe disclose what some of those secret projects are.
So that's always a tough one, right? So.
That was a joke, Greg. That was a joke.
Yeah. So obviously I'm limited in what I can say at this point, but let me say a few things there, Jordan, because that's actually a great question. I've gotten that question. I can tell you that, and we spent a ton of time on this over the last 2 weeks in some weekend meetings, there are some things that we will be able to unveil over the next several months and into convention time. And I urge everyone to show up if they can. But there's several new things that we are working on that really, really get the juices flowing, if you will, that are going to be real big adds to the people on the phone, our RPs, our customers in the marketplace. I'll say a couple of more things that maybe help. So although I, you know, obviously will not tip the hat early, and I'll tend to always not tip the hat too early so that things are ready when we go. But here's some important things I think I'd like to share, Jordan. Number one, we have an extremely competent leadership team, and that's important. Not only do we have an extremely competent leadership team, we have an extremely competent staff. And what's important about that when we're talking about 2X, 5X, 10X, is that, you know, that word scale that we talked about already, it's really important as you grow an organization rapidly and enter that rapid growth phase to be able to scale not only your people, but certainly in this company, our technology. And we have a solid and focused ITS staff. It's scalable. Some exciting new things in the pipeline that I trust that we will be unveiling and announcing there are so many things. Some are major, major impact items that's going to just set our RPs on fire. Some are in our marketing support. Some are in our production and gifting side. So many, many new and exciting things. We're staying very focused and trying to prioritize. It's kind of in the rapid growth in the very beginning. It's kind of crawl, walk, run. And so although there's no unveiling tonight, I am so excited. This is not a turnaround. I have done many turnarounds in my day. What I'm very excited about, Jordan, this is not a turnaround. This is a ready and able to crawl, walk, and run.
That's great. You know what, Greg? When I asked that question, I was actually just joking. You disclosed a little more than I even expected. So I don't know what's coming, but I do know that every time I talk to Cody about some of the things that are in the works, he doesn't tell me any specifics on it, but I could tell by his excitement that there's some really good things happening. So interestingly, you mentioned a lot of listening and acting, and so I guess I'd ask, how in the future do you expect to stay informed of some of the wants from the field? You know, how is that information going to flow? That's a suggestion that we get on an ongoing basis from our referral partners and our team members. So maybe you could address that.
Actually, a fantastic question. Thank you for asking that one. I think I'll start off by saying I've never been in a small or a large corporation where somebody told me, we communicate too much.
So that doesn't happen.
Let me kind of, you know, cover my communication plan. Obviously, I have a weekly senior leadership meeting. We do that every Monday morning. I meet separately once every few weeks with the departmental groups. We have something now that's called Coffee with Greg. And Coffee with Greg is our frontline team. So customer support, ITS, marketing, from everywhere in the building without any of their management in the room. So when we have coffee with Greg, it is literally frontline, and we sit and we have coffee, and we talk about what's going on, how we can make the company better. That's always a good one. I've already done two of those. They were great. Customer support plugins. I've only had two chances in 2 weeks to actually sit in and plug in. I've actually had a conversation with one of the customers on one of the calls. I'll do that from time to time. I will actually sit with each of our customer support reps at some time over the next several months so that I can hear our customers and RPs on the phone. And so you may hear from me if you call in. I also do some reviews of QA, so we QA our calls. So a certain percent of our calls we'll go in and listen to for coaching and whatnot. So the last thing is, and it's going to be kind of new, and I'm really hoping to kick it off next month. So, you know, we have several, as you know, it would be too hard for me to manage individual phone calls from all of our customers or RPs. What I'm going to look to do on the RP side is I'm going to set up monthly forums. And in those monthly forums, there'll be a rank and above. There'll be an ITS forum. There'll be a support forum. There'll be a general idea forum. So once a month, we'll handpick some people. It's almost like a monthly mini Eagle's Nest, if you will, Jordan. And we'll actually have conversations about ideas and whatnot. The teams will be with me. We'll actually take back some of the ideas. We'll bounce them against the company mission. We'll prioritize some things back in that mode of crawl, walk, run. And then when we get back together, we'll say, look, these are the things that match. These are the things that we can do priority, put priority emphasis on. And here's some of the things that, for these reasons, that either don't seem to bump up the match or that have a longer lead time. And then the last thing, Jordan, that I want to do is a forum with leadership. You know, when I wrap my mind around running a corporation, most of the time in all of my career, that corporation employed our associates, so decisions were made and directions were given. Our revenue field is generated by independent reps like yourself, and I'm maybe using the wrong word, but so there's a certain amount of leadership that has to happen within, let's say, a Jordan Adler downline. So I think it's going to be very, very important that we also have a monthly leadership call so that a lot of the questions and whatnot, you know, we're giving leadership in the field within, maybe not that people aren't savvy enough to run and lead their own businesses, but anything I can do to help on that leadership and information that I can give so that you can share with your teams, I think could add possibly some incredible value as people begin to run their businesses within SOC. So those are coming some of the ways I'm going to listen so that we can act.
Now you have a leadership book that you've been working with the staff where you're having them read from the book. Can you tell everybody a little bit about that?
Yeah, the book is called Extreme Ownership, written by two Navy SEALs. And we actually, every week we go through a chapter. And for instance, today we did the Ford in chapter one already, and we did chapter two. And we're pulling the leadership lessons from that and talking to them about the team and extreme ownership. Today was an excellent message. It was, you know, there are no bad teams, only bad leaders. And it was a great lesson. The two guys kind of give a three-part scenario. They give a kind of a real war section. Then they say what the situation is, and then they tie it back to their business consultant stories, changing the names to protect the innocent. But we're going through that chapter by chapter. That will then go deeper into the organization, into management and supervisors, and possibly even deeper than that. And the idea behind that, Jordan, quite frankly, is to drive extreme ownership into the company. Our frontline people, like customer support, they can touch 30 times the amount of customers or RP I can touch in a single day. So the importance of driving extreme ownership all the way throughout the organization is absolutely important. We're having a little fun. I know that Callie and Phoebe and other people in the field and Matt, Shorty Wells, and other people have picked it up. I highly recommend it. It's great on Audible as well. But that's the book we're reading first, and that's the reason why.
It's so important to stay in the conversation of leadership at all levels, not just in the field, not just building a network marketing business, but inside the company as well. So I think that's really fantastic. And just to be clear, the name of the book is Extreme Leadership, correct?
Extreme Ownership.
Oh, Extreme Ownership.
Ownership, yeah, by Jocko Willink and Leif Babin.
Okay, we'll get that out there. I've seen it in the official group, but we'll get that back out there again. So there's a lot of – Greg, one more question, and then we'll wrap things up. I've got two more questions, actually. The first one is, will you be traveling to the Promptings Academies at all, or are you going to be focused on being in corporate?
I will be attending the Promptings Academies as well.
Oh, great. Okay, so if anyone wants to meet Greg, ask him any questions, just hang out with him, have lunch with him, I recommend getting to a Promptings Academy, and there's two of them scheduled before our Grand Summit. So you can see those in the There's one in Toronto and one coming up in Houston. So you'll see those in the events, upcoming events of the Resource Center. So there's a lot of buzz in the marketplace, Greg, and unfortunately, thanks to social media, it seems that posts that are toxic and negative always tend to get more traction than positive posts. And I think it's because it puts people in a posture to want to defend and you see that. And I think it's part of the reason why, you know, people are so addicted to the news is whenever there's anything negative, it just tends to appeal to our need for drama. So I guess, what are your thoughts on this, and what advice do you have for dealing with this in a productive manner?
You know, you just asked the proverbial $64 million questions that plagues our country and our world, quite frankly. You know, Jordan, I think my first two words, and it probably ties to my intense feeling of extreme ownership, the two first words I would say is rise above. I think that for me, you know, when I wake up in the morning, a guy taught me this once, and it's really true. I wake up, it's sunny between my ears when I wake up, so I tend to live in positivity. So I don't have to work extremely hard not to get dragged down into the mud. However, if I turn on that blasted TV on the news channel, depending on which one I may pick, you know, I am blasted with mud constantly from all angles, and it's frustrating. And I actually am getting some counseling on this whole how to manage your social media. So let me stop for a second and say something real quickly. Many of you dear, dear friends and people on this call have recently, you know, requested friendship on my personal Facebook account. Please don't take my unacceptance of that as anything other than I'm trying to get some counseling on how to best manage that, how to best put it on the proper page, how to kind of keep my little family and friends informed without making it a business page. But it is everything we're bombarded with. And I think that, Jordan, for me, I'm just not a person. And if I had any advice to give at all, you know, if you're going to be dragged in that mud, you're going to live in the mud. If you can rise above that, and I don't think we've posted it yet, but I've had the preview of Jay McHugh's and Cody's conversation recently, and there's a perfect example, and there's lots of perfect examples. Again, I would say rise above it. The proof is in the pudding. The proof is in actions always, not in words. And we send out cards as an action company. We have to send out cards are a positive country. Company. We are trying to change the world. So I guess the only advice may not be sage, Jordan, but my advice would be to rise above, live in the positivity that is send out cards, and let the facts and proof just lie where they are and just carry on and rise above. That would be the best I can do for advice.
You know, Cody teaches in his promptings academies, and he talks about it in the relationship marketing summits and things like that. He teaches that to fly higher. You know, if you're as an eagle, we fly higher, we fly above the noise. He actually tells a story about that, and that's really what you're talking about. But I'll tell you, no one is immune. Everybody experiences that same draw to the negative stuff. I mean, and it's a constant, ongoing awareness. My suggestion would be to see if you can get yourself addicted to the positive instead of addicted to the negative. It's hard because we are, as human beings, we are attracted to the drama. But the world needs more positivity, and that's really what we're talking about. So, Greg, I don't have a whole lot more questions for you, but I think that was a really valuable call, really helpful. And I just want to, you know, say that I'm super excited and super happy that you are running the operation and working on leadership with the corporate team and allowing Cody to do what he does best, and that's be the visionary and grow the future of this company and look for new opportunities to expand, not just from a business side but from a vision side. So is there anything you want to close with tonight?
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, John, I need to send that Thank you. I asked Jordan to be on the spot to represent all RPs and send out cards to have this fireside chat with me. So thank you for representing everyone. I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say that. I come from a long background. I know exactly what I walked into it, send out cards, and it is good, and it is exciting, and it is positive. So I would urge you all to remain in the positive. Come for this ride with us. Nothing worthwhile. Who said this the other day? It might have been somebody within Send Out Cards. Somebody, probably Brian Perez, he made a comment. Nothing worthwhile is, everything worthwhile is uphill, if you will. You know, there is no switch a button and 10X a company. It doesn't exist. But I will tell you, I joined a company that has every ability to do this fairly rapidly. And I just would urge everyone to come on for the ride, and I am just humbled to be here. So thank you, and if I hope to see you soon at a PA or at the convention. But thanks so much, Jordan, for taking your time to interview me tonight.
Absolutely. And, you know, we do, Greg, and I know you see this, we've got some extremely talented people, business leaders out in the field, around the world, extremely talented people that can be a great resource to you in growing this company. And at the same time, you know, I've been around Send Out Cards for 14 years, and I can't speak highly enough about the corporate team. And, you know, they already do take ownership of what they have, and they work really long hours, and they do everything they can to make sure that the referral partners and customers are taken care of. And to have you in there as a leader is really great, leading a really fantastic team of support people. So we love our corporate staff, and we love our field. And I just got to tell you, man, just really happy that you're with us.
Thanks, Jordan. Everyone have a fantastic week.